Yes, it's the Goldbergs. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, the ball is rolling now, and it's going fast in Lassenberg. The Goldbergs have tried to protect Oriane from being enmeshed in the tangled domestic past of the Ways. But today, Dr. Cater Jr. is visiting Mrs. Ways. As a psychologist and psychoanalyst, his purpose is to treat her. As a man, his purpose is to help her get her ex-husband back, or out of the way of Oriane, whom Dr. Cater loves. But there is a point at which a man's professional honor is more than his private hopes. Dr. Cater is at that point. And Jake thinks that Molly has a hand in it.
No, Molly? But did you accomplish with your philosophy?
Jake, please. Please, I'm not looking to accomplish.
So what then are all the conferences?
You're not so loud, Jake, please.
Can't I speak aloud or whisper in my own house?
Hey, don't whisper, please, and don't howl. I don't want Orion to think that...
What?
Nothing.
There's Dr. Cato. May I ask that question?
Why may you not? Why may you not? He bent over to Mrs. Ray.
At your suggestion, my dear?
No.
No. How's that?
Well, Jake, please.
Pa, could you give me my allowance 1 week in advance?
What's the purpose?
Well, Mommy has $16 of mine. And
so?
Well, if I had $1.50 more, I could buy a defense fund. Sammy and I want to give David a defense fund for Christmas.
It's not Christmas yet.
Well, maybe David and Oriane won't be here for Christmas.
Why? Where are they going? Molly, something that I don't know.
Yes, me the telephone. Maybe it's Dr. Cato.
Tell me, never mind the telephone.
Yes, please, maybe it's Dr. Cato. I'm talking.
And I'm entitled to know everything.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Dr. Cato?
Yes. Is Mr. Way there?
No, he's not yet.
Will you have him come over here, please?
To the hotel? To Mrs. Ray?
Yes.
Oh, I see. You can't speak freely at the moment?
No, just say that Mr. Way comes over.
Oh, I will indeed. I will indeed. Is everything coming?
Just say that he comes...
Orion is upstairs if you wish,
however. No. All right, Miss Goldberg.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Goodbye.
He isn't there, is he?
No.
I suppose he's out somewhere with Mrs. Leland.
No, she's home. Now, Mrs. Way, before we go any further, I want it to be clearly understood why I'm here.
I've asked you to be my physician.
More than that. You've asked me to help you readjust your whole life.
Do you think that any doctor can do that?
If the patient has enough confidence.
Enough confidence in the doctor or herself?
In the doctor. The less confidence you have in yourself, the better. After all, you made a complete failure of your life.
Thanks to my ex-husband.
Oh, no. Not thanks to your ex-husband at all. Thanks to yourself.
I think I know a little more about my past than you do.
Just the fact, not the meaning. For instance, on what day did your husband enter prison?
What difference does that make?
And tell me.
Well, it was, I know it, of course.
What day?
Well, I know the month.
What day?
It's just slipped my mind.
Because you're ashamed of it and want to forget. That's all. People forget what they don't want to remember. You see, Mrs. Wade, we're more the masters of our fate than we suppose. If we're unhappy, it's because we make ourselves so. We always get what we want.
You don't think that I want to be unhappy?
Well, not consciously, but subconsciously you do. In psychoanalysis, you're obeying a death wish.
Death wish?
Yes. You're trying to punish yourself for some crime against yourself. Your husband is just a symbol of it.
I'm afraid none of this makes any sense to me.
It will in time. In any event, you agree to visit my office every day for 2 hours until I say you don't have to.
Yes.
You're to take my advice on all things and make no steps without consulting me.
Very well.
But actually, you don't intend to do anything except what you want, which is to ruin your husband's life. At least, what's left of it.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Hello.
Hello. May I speak to Dr. Christopher Cato?
Yes. Just one moment. It's for you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. This is me again, Doctor. Mr. Ray just came into the house now. Tell him to go over.
Yes, thank you.
I called because maybe the message was changed.
Oh, no.
You still wish Mr. Ray to go over?
Yes, please.
Everything is all right?
Yes.
Nothing you wish or want?
No, no.
I see. No message for Ian?
No.
Well, then I'll say goodbye. You want Mr. Ray?
Yes.
Bye.
Goodbye. Your husband is coming over.
So I gather.
Now, Mrs. Way, I want you to understand another thing. I know you wanted to see me because of your husband's interest in Mrs. Orianne Leland. You thought that I was concerned in it, too, and you hoped to find some way to do him a bad turn.
That's ridiculous.
The most ridiculous thing I ever heard of. But it's true, isn't it?
Well, supposing it was true.
I just want you to know that I know.
And if you do know,
I know. I've asked your husband over here so that you could tell him about our agreement.
Well, why should
it have a good effect on both of you? You see, Mrs. Way, the most important thing when a person is sick is for him to go to bed. In a nervous illness like yours, and you're very ill, dangerously ill, instead of going to bed, you stop involving yourself emotionally with those who are part of your disease. Your husband is.
I'm not sick. Now, let's not misunderstand each other. I know that you're in love with this Orianne woman, and you're going to help me, and I'm going to help you.
Oh. So that's what you really think.
It's obvious. Why did you come here?
Because I'm a doctor and you're a patient. You don't believe it, Mrs. Way, but you've lived with your head a long time. It seems natural for you to carry this weight of horror about, and you can't see what it's done to you. Shall I tell you what I see? I see a woman whose anger and hate have marked her face, who's old beyond her time, who lives with an illusion which may become a delusion, who feels herself persecuted, driven, and betrayed.
And I have...
In 2 years, you'll find yourself in an asylum unless you make an immense effort to save yourself.
It's not true.
I'm warning you. It's not true, it is. You deliberately let your husband go to jail when you could have helped him. Deliberate cruelty is the mark of insanity in a civilized human being. Whole nations go mad this way. And single persons, too.
And why not? Why shouldn't people go mad? What else can they do? What else can they feel? I know what my husband did. I know how he acted. I lived with him. I endured him. It was my life that was used and broken and thrown aside by his ambitions and plans.
Yes.
But I'm not crazy. I haven't lost my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost all those feelings that aren't any use to me anymore.
Yes, Miss Gordon.
I used to know what love and pity and laughter meant, but it didn't work for me. I used them up. And now there's nothing left for me. Nothing.
Put Mr. Way on the phone.
Give me that phone.
Mrs. Way, please.
Give me that phone. Hello, Edward. Can't you spare a minute from that Orion woman? I'm supposed to be going to see you.
Mrs. Way.
I'm supposed to be crazy. I'm mad.
Mrs. Way. Hello, Mr. Way. I expect you right over.
Christopher Cater's diagnosis doesn't seem to be far from the truth. And as he turns and looks at this emotionally unbalanced woman, whatever thoughts he had of Orianne fade from his mind.